Hi, my name is Yvette Pino, and I'm the founder of the Veteran Print Project. I'm really excited to be sharing information about prints that are currently on exhibit at Chapman University in the Creativity After Combat exhibit. It is my hope to give you a little bit of insight into some of the prints, as well as some additional details that went into the making of the artwork. I was really pleased to be asked to provide prints to the Escalette Permanent Collection of Art in 2019, and I hope that you have the opportunity to appreciate these prints as much as I do. When we first took the Veteran Print Project on the road, we went to Colorado State University to create prints based off of the student veterans at Colorado State University. And when I was in the early stages of trying to find artists for that exhibit, I had connections with the student veteran organization that I met through Student Veterans of America, but I had not yet made contact with printmakers out in Fort Collins, so I had to go through a list of contacts, of my personal contacts in the printmaking world, to see if I knew anybody out in that area. And fortunately, I knew Farrell Tompkins Preston, and she was a UW-Madison, so University of Wisconsin-Madison alumni, and she and I had participated in an annual print workshop in South Dakota called Frogman's Print Workshop. And Frogman's, for anybody that doesn't know, was started by a World War II veteran, Lloyd Menard, and has run for, 30, 40, 50 years maybe. I have to look at that up. But Farrell and I attended a workshop together, and I had, you know, made contact with her and had her contact. So I contacted her because I knew she was teaching in Fort Collins, and she was teaching at Front Range Community College. And I asked her if she had any other artists in mind, and a colleague of hers, whose name is Laura Grosset, agreed to do the print project with us. What was amazing about making contact with Farrell and Laura was that they were teachers of printmaking and art at Front Range Community College, so they brought their students in to participate in this project. So I'm forever grateful and want to note that their efforts really made it possible for me to get a lot of artists involved and young artists, young students, talking to other student veterans about this process. As a teacher, Laura was able to also help the students work through the conversations they were having with veterans. And she herself was having those same conversations with veterans. And so I'm really grateful for the insight that she brought to this whole project on so many different levels. The first exhibit that she participated in, she had a veteran, and his name is Matthew, and he was a student at Colorado State University. And she really was drawn to this idea of the sort of like dichotomy of his job as an engineer, combat engineer, which meant he had to destroy explosive material. So he had to blow things up, essentially. And his love of handwritten letters and this lost art of handwritten letters. I mean, if you think about it, Afghanistan and Iraq, when we were first entering those conflicts, digital and internet was fairly still in its infancy. I mean, it existed, of course, but internet was a lot more difficult to access as a form of communication back home for deployed soldiers. And so letter writing was essential and key. And one of the things that Matthew told her was that he really loved the idea of a handwritten letter. And he really embraced this idea of handwritten letters, and that he continued to do it. And Laura always thinks on this wonderful natural level in terms of botany and plant life, and has a way to really intertwine that into her artwork and nature and animals. And she was able to capture the fauna the native flora from all of the locations that this veteran had served: Afghanistan, Kuwait, Germany, Colorado, and of course New York. So the flowers or the flora that you see in this gorgeous, gorgeous print, it's a woodblock relief, are all flowers from those areas. And so I just think in its simplicity, this print speaks volumes. So much so that the Veteran Print Project, we've used that print to print on, we created these correspondent packets, so stationery with that on the top and five pages, and we have handed those out and sold them at different conferences and different events that we have as a way to encourage people to continue this handwritten letter correspondence, this one-on-one connection. And to me, that's a nod to the way that Laura embraces her artwork and the way that this veteran communicated the want and desire to continue handwritten letters. It encouraged me to return to my letter writing. I personally love handwritten letters and do think that we need to continue to communicate in that way. But I just have to say again, I really appreciate Laura looking at this from an angle that I wouldn't have expected. And I do communicate with my artists often to think about these stories that when we talk about the Veteran Print Project, I always tell people that what I want people to understand about the veteran experience is that it goes so far beyond the shoot 'em up and kill 'em narrative that's written out there, and also goes beyond experiences of personal trauma. That as human beings, we have like a much more, a much wider perspective than what is maybe like stereotyped in military experience. And so while he had experience as a combat engineer, there's a lot of imagery that Laura could have been drawn to in that MOS, in that job alone. That gives you a lot of imagery to choose from. And she listened to another side of him and picked up imagery that brought a more human approach to this service member's narrative. And I really appreciate that. And I like to communicate that because Laura has participated in the project multiple times and has brought her students in. And not only is she able to capture that in her prints, but she's able to communicate how we can do that with her students as they listen to veteran stories. So thank you, Laura Grosset, and thank you, Matthew, for participating in the Veteran Print Project and giving us another perspective of the veteran experience.